بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب الوتر. باب الوتر. We have seen in the previous class that in the Arabic language you can say الوتر and الوتر بفتح الواو وبكسر الواو الوتر والشافعي والوتر, like in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also in the authentic recitation from the seven recitations of the Noble Quran, والشافعي والوتر والوتر. And that الوتر linguistically it means الفرد الفرد الفرد, يعني to be alone, to be alone, to be one, and to be alone. Al-Farid is something that is unique, something that is unique, yani from the same word. So al-witr means al-fard, to be alone. And from this aspect, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned inna allaha witrun yuhibbul witr, that verily Allah, he is witr and he loves al-witr. Yani this meaning here, yani al-fard, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Fardun Ahadun Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he is alone and there is nothing like him, and he is one in his essence and in his life, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and he is one in his lordship and his dominion and his authority and his ownership, and he is one in his beautiful names and attributes of perfection, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and he is one likewise in the fact that he is the only one who is worthy of worship, and he is the only one who is worshipped in truth. He is al-witr, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa yuhibbu al-witr, yani yuhibbu al-tawheed, yuhibbu min ibadihi, and yuwahiduhu, wa yufriduhu, wa yukhussuhu bi'ibadah. That he loves al-witr, Allah, he loves al-witr, and he loves to be singled out with worship, and he loves to be specified with worship, and to be worshipped alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is yani the issue here, al-witr, but also from the meaning of al-witr, كل عدد لا ينقسم إلا بكسر. The people of knowledge, they mention also from the meanings of the word al-witr, is every a number that cannot be divided except with a remainder, except with a remainder. So in English we would call that odd, odd, something that is odd. يعني so 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 until the end, 11 and the likes. This is called witr from this aspect. From this aspect, likewise. There was another meaning, likewise, we have seen and the meaning of the word al-witr, and that means a naqs, yani to be deficient, or to deplete something, or decrease it, or to deplete something, or decrease it. Yani, and al-witr, this is the masdar of the verb watara, yatiru, witran. And you use it like this, وَتَرْتُ الْعَدَدَ أَيْ جَعَلْتُهُ وِتْرًا, I made the number odd, like this, and so you made it odd. And you also say it on the scale of أَفْعَلَ, you say أَوْتَرْتُهُ أَيْ جَعَلْتُهُ وِتْرًا, وَتُقُلْ وَتَرْتُ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَوْتَرْتُهَا أَيْ جَعَلْتُهَا وِتْرًا, and like this, I made the salat witr. So this is the linguistic meaning that has preceded, but also وَتَرَ has another meaning, يعني نَقَصَ. And this has come in Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَّذِي تُفُوتُهُ الصَّلَاةُ الْعَصْرِ كَأَنَّهُ وُتِرَ أَهْلَهُ وَمَالَهُ كَأَنَّهُ وُتِرَ أَهْلَهُ وَمَالَهُ, that the one who missed the Asr prayer, it's as if he has يعني وُتِرَ أَهْلَهُ وَمَالَهُ يعني أُخِذَ وَسُرِبَ أَوْ نُقِصَ يعني مِنْ مَالِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ, meaning that he has lost his family, meaning that he has lost his family in entirety, his family and all of his wealth has been stripped from him, or it has been decreased from him, either meaning that he lost all of it or some of it. And this is the comparison to the one who left off the Asr prayer and he missed it. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, yani that the reward that he loses and is stripped of is as if he had lost his family and all of his wealth, yani in the comparison. Likewise, in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, in Surah Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned وَلَنْ يَتِرَكُمْ أعمالكم ولن يتركم أعمالكم لن ينقصكم أجور أعمالكم. Allah, he will never decrease the reward of your actions. So this is a benefit to know that the Arabic language is very rich and it's very beautiful, and one word can contain a number of meanings. And it's important to realize that and to understand that as a student of knowledge specifically, as someone who is researching and learning the text, and as a general Muslim who is reading the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and listening to the statements of the people of knowledge, that way he will be able to understand the intent. He will be able to understand the intent by understanding the language and having vocabulary and knowing the meanings of the words. Knowing the meanings of the words. In our previous class, we read the first hadith عن Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما أنه قال سأل رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو على المنبر وهو على المنبر ما ترى في صلاة الليل قال مثنى مثنى فإذا خشي سبحة صلى واحدة فأوترت له ما صلى وأنه كان يقول اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. He mentioned the narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that a man, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he was on the minbar. And while the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was on the minbar, a man, he came and he asked a question at this time. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he answered him. His question, he says, what do you say about Salat al-Witr? And kayfa nusalli Salat al-Witr? And how do you pray Salat al-Layl? Kayfa? يعني ما ترى في صلاة الليل يعني كيف تصلي صلاة الليل يعني what, how do you pray the night prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said mathna mathna, two and two, and he, and then after that he said, and if one of you is afraid of the rising of the fajr and the coming of the subh, then he will pray one rak'ah, and this rak'ah will make that which he had prayed previously an odd number. It will make that which he had prayed previously witr. That which he had prayed previously, witr. So that means everything that preceded along with the witr rak'ah, this is all considered the night prayer, and it's all considered witr. Awtarat bihi ma salla. That this one rak'ah here will make everything else that he prayed an odd number, and that is considered al witr. And this is the witr prayer. And then he said, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ. And the one who is saying this is Nafi', the narrator on Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says, and he used to say, meaning Abdullah ibn Umar, he used to say, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم من الليل وترا, make the last of your prayer at night time witr, an odd number. And Sahih Bukhari likewise, there's a continuation, and this here is a statement of Ibn Umar, but he's mentioning radiallahu anhuma, فإن النبي أمر به, because verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that. So therefore it has the hukam of a rafa, meaning it's a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has come from him likewise, that he said that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم من الليل وترا, make the last of your prayer at night an odd number, yani the witr prayer. Let it be the last prayer that you pray at night time. After this, the author, he mentioned, and Aisha radiallahu anha, naha qalat, من كل الليل قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أول الليل وأوسطه وآخره فانتهى وتره إلى السحر. After this, the author, he mentioned the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, and she said that all of the night the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has prayed, and he from all parts of the night the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has made the witr. Min awwal al-layl, from the beginning of the night, wa awsatihi, in the middle of the night, fantaha witruhu ila as-sahar, and in the end his affair ended to the fact that he would make the witr at the time of as-sahar, and in the last portions of the night before the fajr. So we see here any the time for the witr, and that is in the night, and it the whole night is a time for witr. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that it starts after the performance of Salat al-Isha. The one who prays Salat al-Isha, now it's allowed for him to make witr. And that time for the witr lasts until the rising of the fajr, the coming of of the Fajr. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed sometimes in the beginning, sometimes in the middle of the night, and sometimes in the end of the night. And the people of Najd, as they mentioned, this was according to his situation and circumstances. And in the end, the affair came to be that he preferred and he would continue to pray the witr in the night prayer, and in the night prayer, in the end of the night. He would continue, he ended in the end of his life, and this is how he preferred, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make the witr in the end, in the end of the night. So the point is that is the time of witr is any from the performance of the Isha prayer until the rising of the Fajr. And we will take the details, inshallah, with regards to that, which one is preferable and which one is better in the beginning of the night or in the end of the night. After this, the author, he says, in Aisha radiallahu anha, annaha qalat, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل 13 ركعة يوتر من ذلك بخمس لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها. He mentioned the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, and she said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to pray in the night 13 rak'ah. He used to pray in the night 13 rak'ah, and he would make witr with that from 5. He would make witr with that from 5. 13 rak'ah, from those 13, 5 of them he would make the witr with. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها. And he would not sit at all in those 5, except for in the end. Except for in the end. So he would pray 8, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَهُ عَلَمْ مَثْنَى مَثْنَى, as has preceded. And then make the witr with 5 straight. With 5 straight. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here. This is one manner that has been narrated from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, it has come from Aisha radiallahu anha, that she was asked about the night prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramadan. And she mentioned that yani lam yazid an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi Ramadan wala fi ghayrihi ala 11 rak'ah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never prayed more or increased any, not in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan, over 11 rak'ah. So the people of Najd, they have mentioned that this is yani the majority of the time. The majority of the time, yani the majority of the time he would pray 11. He would pray 11, but it's narrated here authentically, he prayed 13, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is a clear evidence clarifying that it's allowed to pray more than 11. That it's allowed to pray more than 11. And this is a direct evidence, and also it's understood from the previous narration of Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, whenever he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to pray the night prayer, he said, mathna, mathna. You pray two and two. Remember Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he was asked, what is mathna mathna? He said, yusallima min kulli rak'atayn, that he would make salam from every 2 rak'ah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِذَا خَشِيَ أَحَدُكُمُ الصُّبْحِ صَلَّ رَكَةٍ وَاحِدًا. And if one of you is afraid of the morning coming, then he'll pray mathna 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 mathna, two and two, two and two, two and two, until he's afraid that the morning is going to come, and then he will make witr. He will make one rak'ah, making the witr and the odd number. So therefore, he didn't set a limit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's up to the person. He can pray. He could pray as he likes, the number he likes, and then he will make the end of that to be 11. Also, it's been narrated that he prayed 9, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he prayed 7, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he prayed them in different manners and the likes like this. So this is the chapter of Al-Witr, and there are a number of masail to discuss with regards to the Salat Al-Witr. The first of them, Kayfiyatu Salat Al-Witr, and how to perform the night prayer, how to perform Salat Al-Witr. And we see, and as has preceded, there's a number of versions or number of ways that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would pray. And a person, he could follow any one of them, any one of those authentic narrations that's describing his prayer sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he prayed, whether he prayed 5 straight or if he prayed 7, sitting in the 6th one without making taslim and then making one, or if he prayed 9, sitting in the 8th one without taslim, any straight, and then sitting in the 8th one for tashahud and then making taslim on the 9th one like this, or if he prayed 13 and he prayed 8 of them in this manner, 2 and 2 and 2 until he had 8, and then he prayed 5 straight, or if he prayed 11, and he prayed 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 until he had 10, and then he prayed 1 for the witr, making it 11. A believer, he can do all of this. He can do all of this. But what is advised and what is best and what the scholars, they suggest and direct the people to follow is that which has come from his statement and his action. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is here, mathna mathna. Mathna mathna. To pray 2 and 2. And the wisdom behind that is because a person, maybe he will have some needs to take care of. So if he were going to pray, for example, 5 straight or 7 straight or 9 straight, then he will be there for some time until he finishes. So he'll be there for some time until he finishes. But if he prays 2, then he can stop and he can take care of a need. Or he can take care of some affairs, and he can come back and pray 2 more. And then come back and pray 2 more. It's easier for him. It's easier in this manner to pray 2. And then you need to rest after 2, to stand and to recite, and then to sit down after 2 rak'ah and the likes. And then to make taslim, and then to pray 2 more if one likes, as many as one likes. It's easier in this manner. It's easier in this manner. So this is from the wisdom behind this. This is from the wisdom behind this. So here in this hadith here, the first hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised that, methna methna. How do you pray the night prayer? How do you pray the night prayer? Methna methna. 2 and 2. Rakataini rakataini. And to salim min kulli rakatain. To make taslim from every 2 rak'ah. Likewise, in Bukhari and Muslim, it's been narrated from Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli fima bayna an yafrugha min salat al-Isha ila al-Fajr 11 rak'atan yusallimu bayna kulli rak'atayn wa yutiru bi wahida wa yutiru bi wahida." So this is also from his action, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She mentioned Aisha radiallahu anha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray between, after he finished from the Isha prayer and between the Fajr prayer, he would pray 11 rak'ah. Between this time, after he finished the Isha prayer and before the Fajr prayer, he would pray every night 11 rak'ah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yusallimu bayna kulli rak'atayn. He would make taslim between every 2 rak'ah. Between every 2 rak'ah. Wa yutiru bi wahida. And he would make witr with 1. With 1. So therefore, from his statement and his actions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed in this manner. So therefore, this is the best way. But if a person, for example, he were going to pray 3. He'll pray 2 and make taslim. And then pray 1, making it witr. Or he can pray 3 straight. And it's better, as mentioned here, methna methna, to pray 2 and then make taslim and then pray 1. But it's allowed for him, and it's also from the sunnah to pray 3 straight. But the first one is preferable, and it's better to do more often. But knowing again that this knowledge and these different sunan and the variations of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beneficial, and sometimes maybe a person, he will get caught in the last of the night, and maybe he will not have lots of time to sit for the tashahud and the likes like this, or maybe he'll be in a hurry, or maybe the fajr is coming quickly. So he can pray 3 straight, yasruduha, and he pray 3 back-to-back, and in order to catch up with some time, because sometimes maybe a person, he's running late and the fajr is coming very soon, he has a few minutes and he wants to make the witr. So if that's the case, he can pray 3 straight at this time. Or even if he's tired, for example, maybe he's tired, he can pray 3 straight, or he can pray 2 and then 1, whatever is easy for him. But what one will not do is to pray like Maghrib, is to pray witr like Maghrib. This one is disliked, and there's a narration prohibiting that. I have to review the authenticity of the narration, but it's known, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that it's disliked to pray in this manner, to pray the witr prayer like the Maghrib prayer, and to pray 2 and to make the shahud and stand up without taslim. He will not make the witr prayer similar to the Maghrib prayer. So either he'll pray 2 and make taslim and pray 1 and make taslim, or he'll pray 3 straight and 1 taslim. This is if he prays 3. And this is if he prays 3. If he prayed 5, he'll pray 2 and 2 and then 1. Or he can pray 5 straight, as in the hadith, the last hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. If he prayed 5, he prayed 5 straight. And the witr like this. But or he could pray 2 and 2 and 1. All of this is from all of this is from the Sunnah. And this narration here, it's clear the time of witr, the time of witr. And this is the next mas'ala that we take, waqtu al-witr, the time for witr. Here in the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, كَانَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُصَلِّي فِي مَا بَيْنَ أَنْ يَفْرُغَ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْإِشَاءِ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. That he used to pray, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between the time after he finished praying Salat al-Isha until the coming of the Fajr. So therefore, this is the point here that we make, that the time for the witr prayer is after finishing the Isha prayer. Not the time of Isha. The witr prayer is not coupled to the time of Isha. The witr prayer is coupled to the performance of the Isha prayer. The point here, and the benefit from this here, is to know that if a person's traveling, and he made jama' taqdeem, and he prayed Isha with Maghrib at Maghrib time. Isha with Maghrib at Maghrib time. Now, based upon this position, it's allowed for him to pray witr at Maghrib time. The time is Maghrib, but for him, the time is Isha. Because whenever you gather two prayers together, the time becomes one. Whenever you intend to make jama', in a lawful and a legislated situation where it's allowed, for example, in traveling, now the times become one. The time of Maghrib and Isha, they become one. Normally they're two times, but whenever you intend to combine the prayers together, now they become one, either early or later. They become one, the time becomes one. We understand that? So therefore, the one who made Jama' Taqdeem and he prayed Maghrib and then Isha, at Maghrib time, now the time for witr has come for him. The time of witr has come for him. So it's allowed for him to make witr. And this is also easy. Likewise, maybe somebody's traveling and he wants to perform the witr prayer, and he doesn't want to leave that. And he is tired and he's exhausted, for example, and he knows if he goes to sleep, he's not going to wake up. Yani, and then plus he wants to go to sleep because he prayed Isha, alhamdulillah. So he wants to rest now. And he's been traveling, for example. He can make the witr now, alhamdulillah, and rest. He can make the witr now, alhamdulillah, and rest. And it's easy for him. We understand that? So this is an important benefit. And that's with regards to the beginning of the time. As for the end of the time, then likewise it's clear. She mentioned ila al-fajr. Ila al-fajr, radiallahu anha. And also it has been narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أوتروا قبل أن تصبحوا. أوتروا قبل أن تصبحوا. Make the witr before the coming of the Fajr, before the morning time. And also it's been narrated from, and that's in Sahih Muslim. Likewise, it's been narrated from Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إذا طلع الفجر إذا طلع الفجر فقد ذهب كل صلاة الليل والوتر فأوتروا قبل الفجر. That if the Fajr has risen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the Fajr has risen, then all of the night prayer and the winter has gone. فقد ذهب كل صلاة الليل والوتر. All of the night prayer and the winter has gone. When? إذا طلع الفجر, if the rising of the Fajr comes. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered, فَأَوْتِرُوا قَبْلَ الْفَجْرِ. So therefore make the witr before al-fajr. Therefore make the witr before al-fajr. This is in Jami' Tirmidhi. And likewise from him, يعني Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بَادِرُوا أَسُّبْحَ بِالْوِتْرِ. And he hastened to pray the witr before the morning comes. So therefore, if the Fajr rises, the time for the night prayer and the witr has finished. There's no more witr after the rising of the Fajr. So therefore, the time for the witr prayer is after performing the Isha prayer and before the rising of the Fajr. This is the time for the witr. And this is what is intended here in the hadith with us in Aisha, the second hadith, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, min kulli al-layl. قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أول الليل وأوسطه وآخره. From all parts of the night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made the witr from the first of the night, in the middle of the night, and the end of the night. فَانْتَهَا وِتْرُهُ إِلَى السَّحَرِ. But in the end of his life and the last of his affair, and that he maintained and observed sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that he would make the witr in the last of the night. And the last of the night in the time of as-sahar, in the time of as-sahar. So if a person intentionally did not pray the witr prayer, then there's no witr prayer for him. If he missed it, if he intentionally did not pray the witr prayer until the fajr came, there's no witr prayer for him. And this is what is intended here. فَقَدْ ذَهَبَ كُلُّ صَلَاتِ اللَّيْلِ وَالْوِتْرِ. The all of the salat al-layl is gone, and likewise the witr. Also, it has been narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ أَدْرَكَ السُّبْحَ وَلَمْ يُوتِرْ فَلَا وِتْرَ لَهُ. That whoever has come to the morning, yani the fajr has began with him, then and he did not make the witr, there's no witr for him. فَلَا وِتْرَ لَهُ. There's no witr for him. He has no witr. So the time is finished. This is for the people of knowledge. The people of knowledge, as I mentioned, this is for the one who intended to not pray until the fajr came. Intended to not pray until the rising of the fajr came, or فَلَا وِتْرَ لَهُ أَيْ أَدَاءً. أَيْ أَدَاءً. What does أَدَاءً mean? We took this from our vocabulary. What is the opposite of al-ada? In Kitab al-Salah, al-Qadha. Al-Qadha, ada'an, yani performing in its proper time. Al-ada is to perform an act of worship in its proper time, in the proper manner. He fulfilled the rites of that worship in the proper time. The one who performed the act of worship outside of its proper time, this one is called al-Qadha, al-Qadha, making it up. So therefore, the one who did not pray the witr, either intentionally or because he slept on it, or he was negligent, or he forgot, and the likes like that until the fajr came, he doesn't have a witr, any ada'an, but he can make it up. But he can make it up. And likewise, this has come also from the hadith of Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَن نَسِيَ الْوِتْرَ أَوْ نَامَ عَنْهُ فَلْيُصَلِّهِ إِذَا ذَكَرَهُ. That whoever forgot the witr, or he slept on the witr, and he slept and he missed it entirely, then let him pray it whenever he remembers. And this has collected by Abu Dawood. And also it has been narrated from Aisha radiallahu anha, that she says, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ إِذَا فَاتَتْهُ الصَّلَاةُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مِنْ وَجْءٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهِ صَلَّى مِنَ النَّهَارِ ثَنْتَيْ عَشْرَةَ رَكْعَةً. That verily the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he missed the night prayer because of a pain or ailment or other than that, then he would pray in the daytime 12 rak'ah. 12 rak'ah. This is in Sahih Muslim. So this is clarifying making up the witr. But it's not made up witr. The one who missed the night prayer, how can he rectify that? He will, in the duha time, he will pray what he used to pray and add one to it. Because the prayer in the daytime is shafa, it's not witr. There's no time for witr in the daytime. So therefore, if a person normally he prayed three, for example, his methodology and his way to pray three for witr, sometimes maybe he prays more, but he has maintained three. He prays no less than three, normally, and then he missed because of sleeping or something happened and he didn't get up in time, or he didn't pray before he went to sleep. In any case, he missed the witr, and normally he prays three at least. So therefore, how will he rectify that, or how can he make that up? He'll wait till the time of al-duha and he'll pray four. He'll wait till the time of al-duha and he'll pray four. This is the issue here. Is that clear? That's the qada, naam. That's the qada. That's how he would make it up.
Didn't you mention something about he would make pray 12?
That's because of naam, ahsant. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he normally prayed 11. Normally what he prayed the most is 11. So therefore he added one to that and made it 12 in the daytime. So therefore the people of knowledge mentioned from this is his custom. This is his way in his worship, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sunnah normally that he prayed was 11 every night. So therefore she's mentioning now, if he missed it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll pray 12 in the daytime. So here, from this aspect, the people of knowledge have derived this issue. Whatever one normally prays at nighttime, then he will add one to that in the daytime if he missed it at night. And that's the example that we have, the one who made three. You understand now? Is it clear? Jazakallah khairan. Jazakallahu khairan. So this is the issue there with regards to that. So the evidences are very clear then. The time of witr is after the performance of the Isha prayer, and it ends at the rising of the Fajr. A number of narrations, we just read them, alhamdulillah. Huh? Now.
So if you're praying the witr, you wake up, and the adhan is called when you make one rak'ah. During your making the one rak'ah, and you hear the adhan, you finish, and have you made witr, or you missed it? You're praying, you woke up for Fajr, you intended to pray
mm-hmm.
witr. It's mm-hmm. close to Fajr, you prayed the witr, and the adhan is called. You hear the adhan.
While you're praying.
Yeah.
You just finish. Allah, I mean, you just finished. You already started, especially if you caught one rak'ah. If you caught the rak'ah, alhamdulillah. And even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أدرك ركعة من الصلاة فقد أدرك الصلاة. من أدرك ركعة من الصلاة فقد أدرك الصلاة. ومن أدرك ركعة من الفجر أو من الصبح فقد أدرك الصبح. ومن أدرك ركعة من العصر فقد أدرك العصر. So if you caught the rak'ah, alhamdulillah, inshallah, you're good. You finish. If you started before the adhan, I would just keep going and finish. And Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. Now, I wouldn't invalidate my salat. Allah, and with regards to invalidating the salat without any clear proof, Allah, He says, "Wala tubtilu a'malakum." It's Allah, He says, "Wala tubtilu a'malakum." Do not invalidate your deeds. Do not invalidate your deeds. So a believer, if he starts praying, he should not invalidate that, even if it's not obligatory. Although it's allowed, but it's not good and it's not praiseworthy to begin something and then not finish it. To start praying and then just stop, yani without any clear reason and the likes like that. Now, after this we have the mas'ala aqalluha rak'ah. Aqalluha yani salat al-layl aw aqall al-witr aqalluhu rak'ah. The shortest or the smallest amount you can pray for the witr is one rak'ah. Is one rak'ah. We have the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhumah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and it's in Sahih Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatu al-layli mathna mathna. فإذا أردت أن تنصرف فركع ركعة واحدة توتر لك ما صليت أو توتر لك ما صليت. That the night prayer is mathna mathna, ركعتين ركعتين, that you make salam between each one of them. And if you pray two and make salam, pray two and make salam. And if you want to stop, if you want to leave, إذا أردت أن تنصرف, if you wanted to leave, and if you wanted to stop praying the witr prayer, then he said, فركع ركعة واحدة. Then make one rak'ah. Then make one rak'ah. توتر لك ما صليت. And this will make the witr for what you have prayed. So here, in the previous narration, إذا خشي أحدكم الصبح. If one of you is afraid of the morning, now you make the witr. Here, this one is not connected to that. Rather, any time in the night. إذا أردت أن تنصرف. If you want to finish the witr prayer, then you pray one. Then you pray one. So anytime, yani somebody may say, well, if you're the only reason you pray one now is because he's afraid of the morning coming and he's pressed for time. But this is not the case. إذا أردت أن تنصرف. يعني إذا أردت أن تنتهي من صلاة الليل. If you wanted to finish the night prayer, what do? تصلي ركعة واحدة. You pray one ركعة. You pray one ركعة. So this is from the clear evidences, يعني that witr is one, it can be one ركعة. It can be one, it can be three, it can be five. Naam, and also any of the hadith that we have, صَلَّ وَاحِدًا فَأَوْتَرَتْ لَهُمَا صَلَّ. And this is the method, this is the madhahib of the three imams. And there are benefits with regards to this. هُوَ مَذْهَبُ الْأَئِمَّةِ الثَّلَاثَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَقِّ. Yani, and this is the truth. So this is the madhhab of Al-Imam Malik, and the madhhab of Al-Imam Shafi, and the madhhab of Al-Imam Ahmed. All of them, they believe you can make witr with one rak'ah. As for Abu Hanifa, he said you cannot do that. As for Abu Hanifa, وَقَالَ أَبُو حَنِيفَ لَا يَسُحُّ الْإِتَارُ بِوَاحِدَةً وَلَا تَكُونُ الرَّكَّةَ الْوَاحِدَةَ صَلَاةً أَصْلًا. Abu Hanifa, he said, rahimahullah, that it's not proper or correct to make witr with one rak'ah. And one rak'ah would never be considered a prayer in the first place. But here we have a comment on Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. He says here, وَلَا حَدِيثُ الصَّحِيحَةَ تَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا حَدِيثُ الصَّحِيحَةَ تَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِ. But as for but the point is now, is that the authentic narrations, they refute him. The authentic narrations, they refute him. So here we have the issue, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, he is known to be from the scholars of the Sunnah, but in this issue here, he's wrong. So therefore, who do we follow? Al-hadith al-sahih taruddu alayhi. The authentic narrations, they refute him in his statement. So therefore, we follow the authentic narrations. But we know that he's not a person of desires and a person of whims, and he was not intentionally trying to oppose the narrations. Yani he had an ijtihad, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So therefore, he has his ijtihad. Inshallah, he has a reward for that, but he's wrong in that issue. And the hadith that are clear are correct, and we follow that. So we follow the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we preserve the honor of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullahu ta'ala. But we don't follow him in his mistake. This is, I know he mentioned it briefly like this. Al-hadith as-sahih taruddu alayhi. Khalas. The authentic narrations, they refute that statement. That statement has no weight. If we put this statement here and the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, there's no weight with that statement. There's no weight with that statement. But at the same time, he's known to be from those who have striven to follow the Sunnah and benefit the Muslims and to strive to achieve the truth. But in this issue, he did not reach that. He did not reach that, rahimahullah ta'ala, so we preserve his honor, and we excuse him, and we do not follow that mistake. We do not follow that mistake. So here we see that it's allowed to make witr with one rak'ah. But is that allowed to do without having shafa' before that? This is the next mas'ala. And you can make witr with one rak'ah. But is that a condition that you have to have at least two rak'ah before that, or four before that? Or can you just make witr one rak'ah only? This is the issue now. Can you just pray one rak'ah only? Nothing else. Not three, not five, just one. This is the issue. This is the issue here. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned to pray shafa' before the witr is best. This is best and most virtuous, but it's not an obligation. It's not an obligation. The Shafi'iyah, they mention, rahimahumullah, that it's disliked to pray one rak'ah only. And the Hanabila, they mentioned that it's not disliked, but it's not complete. The most complete witr is to pray three. But both of them, the Shafi'iyah and the Hanabila, they all have found that it's proper. And if a person, he prayed one rak'ah, then that rak'ah will be correct, any for witr. If he prayed one rak'ah only, then that would be correct, any in the witr. And it's been narrated from Abi Ayyub, Al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, witru haqqun, faman sha'a awtara bi khamsin, wa man sha'a bi thalathatin, wa man sha'a bi wahida. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that al-witr haqq, the witr is the truth. It's proper, it's good. So whoever likes, he can make witr with five. And whoever likes, he can make witr with three. And whoever likes, he can make witr with one. It's collected by Abu Dawood and also An-Nasa'i. And also it has been authenticated on a number of the Sahaba and likewise the Tabi'een that they have prayed one rak'ah. That they have prayed one rak'ah on the likes of Abu Bakr, and likewise Uthman and Aisha, and also Muawiyah. And then somebody found fault with Muawiyah, one of the Tabi'een, and asked Ibn Abbas about that, radiallahu anhum jami'an, and he corrected him. And he said, Muawiyah, he has knowledge about this affair, and what he did is right. Yani, so also it's the position of Ibn Abbas, and also Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and Uthman. And there's a narration, Hudhaifa and also Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. They were up at night one time together discussing some affairs all the way until the morning came. And when it was almost the time for Fajr, they realized that. And both of them, they stood up and hastened to pray one rak'ah. And they prayed one rak'ah. And these have all been authenticated, yani, on the companions. And also many from the Tabi'in likewise clarifying that this is proper. But Allah knows best, any person, he would not just pray one rak'ah. Yani, if he did, his prayer is correct and his witr is good, but he would not just suffice like that, and he would not just do that. But rather, it would be in a time of necessity. Again, maybe if he woke up at the end of the night and he had very brief time, only maybe he woke up 10 minutes before the adhan, for example, he has just enough time to make wudu and he's moving quickly, and he can make one rak'ah before the call of the adhan or the rising of the fajr, he'll make one, alhamdulillah, like this, similar to what Hudhaifa and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma they did. But as for just sufficing like that, yani, wouldn't advise that. What is best to pray at least three. Yani, and to just to suffice with that all the time and just to be lazy in that manner, this is not a good way. But if a person needed to, like for the example, he woke up at the end of the night, alhamdulillah, he will pray one rak'ah and he's good. He will pray one rak'ah and he's good, just as has been narrated from the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After this, we have another mas'ala, as-salatu ba'da al-witr. As-salatu ba'da al-witr. Is it permissible to pray after somebody prayed witr? And here we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, ija'alu akhira salatikum min al-layli witra. Make the last prayer, that you pray from the night, witr. Make the last prayer that you pray from the night, witr. And so is it allowed to pray witr? And then after that, pray again? For example, somebody, he prayed the witr prayer before he went to sleep. And then he woke up and he feels like praying again. What should he do? What should he do? Yani, what has come here, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, make the last prayer that you pray from the night prayer, witr, witr. But the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this statement is understood as it's recommended like this, because it has come authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he prayed the witr prayer, and then after that he prayed two muraka. He prayed two muraka while he's sitting. And it's been narrated from Aisha radiallahu anha that she said, يُسَلِّمُ التَّسْلِيمَ يُسْمِعُنَا ثُمَّ يُسَلِّ رَكَّتَيْنِ بَعْدَ مَا يُسَلِّمَ وَهُوَ قَاعِدٍ. And after he prayed, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the witr prayer, that he would make the taslim and he allowed enough force to hear it, and then he would pray two rak'ah after that while he is sitting. And likewise, it's been narrated from Salama as well. And she said, كَانَ يُصَلِّي sallallahu alayhi wasallam بَعْدَ الْوِتْرِ رَكَّتَيْنِ خَفِيفَتَيْنَ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ. كان يصلي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد الوتر ركعتين خفيفتين وهو جالس. This is in Jami al-Tirmidhi, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to pray after witr two light rak'ah while he's sitting. And al-Tirmidhi he mentioned about this, that this has been narrated on Salama and Aisha and Abi Umama and other than them, the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did that. So likewise, it's been mentioned by An-Nawawi that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did that to clarify the permissibility of that. He did that to clarify the permissibility of that. So with regards to the one who prayed in the beginning of the night, witr, for example, and then in the end of the night he wants to pray again, the people of knowledge differed about how he would do that. And some of the people of knowledge mentioned that he will pray one more. He'll pray one more. For example, if he prayed three in the beginning of the night, and then in the end of the night he wants to pray again. Some of them said he'll pray one more to make that three, four. And then he'll pray two, two, and two, and then he will make witr again at the end of the night. And this, although it's a statement of some of the people of knowledge, it's not the best position. And has been narrated on some of the companions that they did that. If I remember correctly, it's Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah. And then Ibn Abbas, he mentioned about this. He said Ibn Umar, he's making witr three times in one night, because he made witr at the beginning of the night, and then he prayed one more to make that four. That's witr. And because those prayers are not together. He already slept. Maybe he lost his wudu. He did a number of things. So that prayer is completely separate. So he prayed witr at the beginning of the night. He prayed one by itself. That's another witr. And then he prayed two and two and two, and then he prayed witr again. So in the end, he prayed three. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "La witrani fi layla." There's no two witr in one night. There's no two witr in one night. So therefore, was the best position, and Allah knows best, is that a person, if he prayed the witr in the beginning of the night, and then he wanted to pray again, he would just pray two, two, and two, and two, and two, as much as he likes. And then whenever he finished, the number that he finished upon is still witr. It's still witr. If he prayed three in the beginning of the night, and then at the end of the night he woke up and he wanted to pray some more, he prayed four, for example. How many did he pray? Seven. He prayed seven, so he still prayed upon witr. So, this is what At-Tirmidhi he mentioned. He says, وَهُوَ قَوْلُ سُفْيَانِ الثَّوْرِ وَمَالِكِ بْنِ أَنَسِ وَبْنِ مُبَارَكٍ وَأَحْمَدٍ وَهَذَا الصَّحُّ وَهَذَا الصَّحُّ. And it's been narrated on more than one of the companions that they have done this. Yani, so this is the way that one will perform it. If he prayed the witr at the beginning of the night, and the end of the night, he wanted to pray again, he would just pray two and two and two, and suffice in that manner. in that manner. So Qais ibn Talq, he says, Rahimahullah ta'ala, Zarana Talq ibn Ali and his father. Talq ibn Ali, they visited them fi yawmin min Ramadan, on the day of Ramadan. Wa amsa indana wa aftara thumma qama bina layla wa awtara. He said, then he spent the day with us and the evening with us, and he broke fast with us, and then he led us in the night prayer. And he made the witr. Wa awtara bina. And he made the night prayer with us, and he made witr with us. ثم انحدر إلى مسجده فصلى بأصحابه حتى إذا بقي الوتر قدم رجلا. Then he went back to his town or his area, his home, and the masjid that he prays in, and he led the people there in prayer. And then he led the people there in prayer all the way until he got to the witr, and then he backed up and he let a person, another man lead. He let another man lead the prayer at the witr time, and he says, فقال أوتر بأصحابك فإني سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا وتراني في ليلة. He said, you lead your companions in the witr, because verily I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, there's no two witrs in one night. There's no two witrs in one night. And this is in the Sunan Abi Dawood and the Tirmidhi and Nasa'i, and likewise in Al-Musnad by Imam Ahmed. It's authentic narration. So therefore, a believer, he will not make two witr in one night. If he made it in the beginning of the night, he will suffice with that. And in the end of the night, if he wants to pray again, he will pray shafa'ah. He will pray an even number. He will pray an even number, and he's good. With regards to the ruling of witr, ما حكم الوتر? What is the ruling of a witr? Is it obligatory? Is it recommended? The people of knowledge, they differed about this. The majority of the scholars, they have found it to be recommended. Rather, it's sunnah mu'akkada. It's a highly recommended sunnah. So it's not wajib. The ahnaf, the hanafiyah, they mentioned that it's wajib, but that's not correct. And what is correct is that it is sunnah mu'akkada. Sunnah mu'akkada. And what indicates the fact that it's emphasized, and not just from the sunan, but rather an emphasized sunnah, is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never left it, not while he was a resident, nor while he was traveling. Not while he was a resident, nor while he was traveling. Likewise, the two rak'ah of fajr, the sunnah of fajr, he never left them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was a resident, nor while he was traveling. He always continued to pray them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, the ruling is that the witr prayer is sunnah. Sunnah mu'akkada. It's been narrated from Abdullah al-Sunabihi, rahimahullah, from the Tabi'in. He says, Za'ama Abu Muhammad anna al-witra wajibun. Abu Muhammad, he's a man from the Ansar, radiyallahu anhu. And he claimed that witr was wajib. He claimed that witr was wajib. Faqala Ubadah ibn al-Samit, radiyallahu anhu, kathaba Abu Muhammad. أشهد أني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خمس صلوات كتبهن الله على العباد. يعني until the end of the hadith. And so whenever Ubadah رضي الله عنه, he heard the people saying this, Abu Muhammad, he said that witr is wajib, an obligation. He said, كذب أبو محمد. كذب Ubadah ibn Samit رضي الله عنه, the great scholar and companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم from the Ansar. He said, كذب أبو محمد. What does that mean? Akhta'a Abu Muhammad. He's not calling him a liar. You know, this is an example of how the word kithib comes, and he sometimes linguistically to mean that somebody made a mistake. Akhta'a Abu Muhammad, he made a mistake. Verily, I bear witness that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said there are five prayers that Allah has prescribed upon the slaves, that there's five prayers that Allah has prescribed upon the slaves until the end of the hadith. The point is here, this affair. And likewise, whenever one of the desert Arabs, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him about what his obligation and how he can enter paradise and stay away from the fire, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed him to the pillars of Al-Islam and the five daily prayers, and he said hal alayya ghayruha, anything else upon me besides that? He said la illa anta tatawwa. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, there's no other obligations except for what you do voluntarily. So it is known that the obligatory prayers, there are five. The five daily prayers. So therefore, the witr is not wajib. The witr is not wajib, but it's highly recommended. It's highly recommended. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.